I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're back and soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast. Beck, I've got to check in with you because this morning at 6 a.m, you've had 12 hours now, you've dug into the yogurt that you found in the fridge. You didn't realise it was, what, December 19 used by date?
Yeah, 2023. Mm. It expired at 5:11 p.m. Look, it tasted okay on the way down, but I also combined it with some kombucha and some coffee, and I've been a little bit off all day.
What's it tasted like on the way up?
Yeah, well, it was more out the other end, if I could overshare.
Seriously? Not.
I hate food wastage. So the other day I opened a thing of Parmesan cheese, and there was like a big like green mold bit in the middle of the Parmesan cheese. Yeah. Just scooped it out.
And still went with it?
It was fine.
Oh, really?
Parmesan cheese is a little bit whiffy anyway. Didn't know. Just scoop the mould into the bin and then served up the parmy.
Can you actually do that though? Because doesn't the mould sort of permeate through even though it mightn't be visible?
I don't know. Well, I did it.
Oh, that's... Well, that would explain why everything is such a problem for you at the moment. Mate, you're eating mouldy, crappy food.
I hate throwing food in the bin. It's my pet. Hey, I'll always cut the mould off. Bit of bread, cut the mouldy corner off. Make a sandwich out of it.
Let's see if you can hold yourself for the rest of this hour. I'm very, very nervous. And you look a little green.
All right, let's get into this podcast.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, I've got a little challenge for you, Beck, because you've strolled in this morning with your yogurt and this is absolutely terrific. What do you need to share with everyone?
So I grabbed myself a little yogurt out of the fridge and then I've gone to crack it.
Mm-hmm.
The best before date.
Yep.
15th of December, 2023. So last year at 5:11 p.m. to be precise, this went off.
Oh, right. That's when they said. So best before December.
December,
and it's yogurt.
Last year.
Well, yogurt's got culture, so it would be developing nicely. I reckon you've got to open it and crack it. Get into it.
Really?
Yep. Just go for it.
I really should have sent this along with the kids' lunches and then they wouldn't have checked the date. All right.
I'd never check the date. Go on. Go for it. Give it a little whiff. So this is...
It's vanilla. It's vanilla bean, so it's got some black dots in it, which is either vanilla or mold.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks all right. I reckon you just got to dig in and go for it. Like, seriously.
Here's my little spoon.
Yogurt can hold for, I think I remember reading something, because people put yogurt in some of those bomb shelter things because they have cultures.
Yeah, right.
It's able to last.
Doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
It's really runny.
It's runny.
It's super runny.
Yogurt's got a couple of years in it. So I reckon, do you smell it? It smells all right?
It smells all right. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's good to go for it. Go for it. Dig right into it. I reckon, what's it taste like? Not sour?
No, I think she's good to
It's really good. You should go for it. Go and dig in.
That stomach of yours.
Dig in a little more. Go for it. Really hone into it.
Who have you got on reserve?
Does it taste okay?
Can Erin come in this morning?
How's it taste?
She's training.
What do you reckon?
No good.
Tastes all right. I think it's the mental side of the things, knowing
keep
going, that this
though.
Expired.
No, get right into
you
it.
You might as well finish it. Yeah.
Might as well.
Keep going.
I hate food wastage.
No, I can see that. You know, it's people starving all around the world. Hoe into that. And Beck,
what'd you call me?
Oh, Jesus. You're really ripping into that. Keep going.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you reckon? You still feel all right?
I don't know. I also just had a mouthful of coffee.
It's a smallish
type. It's all curdling in my stomach.
It's a smallish type tub. Keep going. The other thing is you've actually been drinking kombucha as well, which I reckon that strawberry-looking raspberry kombucha would be at least a week old and you haven't refrigerated it. That's got cultures in it as well. So right now there is some stale kombucha with the yogurt. I can tell you, I've just Googled here, that the food people, the FDA in America particularly, said that yogurt should never, ever be touched after 2 weeks that it's out of date. Ever. So early January, you should have given that up and you've eaten the whole thing.
Here we are in March.
Yeah. Good, go for it. Come on, you may as well finish it off. You've gone this far. You'll be able to train your stomach.
Tell you what, we've got a Secret of the Suburbs coming up in just a moment and then we'll check in and see how your stomach's
That's
going.
That's good. Go on. You feeling all right?
Yeah.
No. She's good. Not settling well.
Grow a seat. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, often coffee in the morning is what people need just to get things moving along nicely. Beck, you've gone with a different alternative. Around about 6 o'clock, nearly an hour ago, you've discovered the yogurt that you've ripped open from the fridge at home had a use-by date of the 19th of December last year. You nailed it. You smashed it.
You made me eat it. Wow. Yeah, I've pretty much finished it, to be honest.
How are you going there?
Look, I think my downfall was also combining it with kombucha.
It's like a culture cocktail.
And a coffee. Yep. Jeez. Things didn't settle well. Did race to my favourite cubicle 3. And the lights are not working in the toilet. So I don't know what state.
Can we have here where the lights aren't
the
working?
Lights, in the we have automatic lights and they haven't gone on this morning.
Well, it's interesting because our boss, Flack, said he just come out of the toilets. He may well have gone into the wrong one because he said, I reckon someone's dying in there.
Someone's had some out-of-date yogurt.
He was sitting in the cubicle there and said all he could hear was just the sound of pain and a flock of seagulls, like a...
It's been a real internal cleanse for me this morning, guys.
Filthy animal.
Good update. Again. Thank you.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, we just heard in news then that the Matildas tickets have all gone for the 31st of May here at Adelaide Oval, and they're taking on a Chinese team that are the current, I think, Asian Cup champions or so forth. This is brilliant. Unbelievable.
Snapped up in hours.
3 hours, I think.
Hubby texted me and said, do you want to go to the Matildas? I went, mate, you snooze, you lose. The tickets are all gone, mate.
53,500 capacity. They went on sale at noon. They were all gone. This was the remaining of the tickets. This is quite remarkable. We touched on this the other day when they sold out, I think, their 12th match in a row interstate. Now this will be the 13th. Crowds are phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So they've gone from, in 2017, I think they had 50,000 fans across four matches.
Wow.
Right? So what are you, about 12,000, 13,000, all right, a match.
Yeah.
Now this is just remarkable. It is out of control. 12,000 a game to, in 2024, we're going to have 54,000, 40-odd thousand plus across the 14 games last year.
Oh, the demand is huge. So most people jumped online, but some traditionalists went down and lined up at the entertainment centre, like this bloke on Seven.
I would never line up for a Broadway show. I would never line up to see the King. I would never line up to see the Prime Minister. But I am lining up for the Matildas.
Who is that man? Who is he?
He sounds like the guy, the succulent Chinese meal guy.
Have a listen to him.
I am lining up for the Matilda.
He's a river. If anyone knows that man, give us a call. 131060.
Like?
Oh, is he?
He's a distinguished.
He's a mature looking gentleman.
Right,
gentleman.
Cravat? Or
I think got a cravat. I think he gives his age away when he references the King, because you haven't been able to line up to get tickets for Elvis Presley for some time.
Let's hear him again.
I am lining up for the Matilda.
Right, is this bloke your granddad? Is he your uncle? Do you know him? 13, 10, 6. Can we track this bloke down in Adelaide? Surely everyone get together.
I love him.
He's brilliant. He sounds like he's an English professor from the Adelaide University.
He can bring some culture.
Yeah, how good is that? I hope he did get his tickets for the Matildas.
That is Vox Pop Gold right there. We love him.
All right. Do you know this voice?
I am lining up for the Matilda.
Right. We need to find him, Adelaide. Can we bandy together?
Yeah.
Right. Let's get the whisper out. We ought to find this guy. He was interviewed by Channel 7. He was lining up outside the entertainment centre yesterday. We need to find him.
Yeah.
Bet he didn't line up for Taylor Swift.
No. Clearly not.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. SAFM's Couples Confession. These are my
confessions. Have a confession to make.
Oh, we've been getting couples in to test their relationship and how well they know each other. This morning's couple, Natalie and Luke. So we've separated Natalie, recorded her answers. Luke doesn't know what she has said. So first of all, guys, describe your relationship.
We're best friends, soulmates. We do everything together. We've got two beautiful kids, as you know, so we are very family-focused in our life. What else would there be, Bob?
Making time for each other.
Yeah, we make time. We made time this morning, you know, so we always...
Oh, what'd you do this morning?
Oh, we'll keep it PG, please.
Righto, so what we've done is we've recorded some answers from you already, Natalie, all right, to these questions. So we're going to ask you, Luke, to see what your responses are, and if they match up perfectly, we'll know the compatibility is high. Right, ready to go? Let's go, Beck.
Game
All
over.
Right, Luke, what's the hardest truth you've ever had to tell?
Sometimes hardest things is probably saying that I can't do something when I just do it anyway, and then I'll probably injure myself too long, I reckon.
Okay, let's find out what Natalie
I'll probably
said.
Way off in this one.
Let's find out what Natalie said.
So the hardest truth from Luke that I've had to hear is probably that I've put on weight. So I had a photo taken of me and I said to him, do I really look that fat? And that's when he sort of sunk back and said, yeah, you have put on a bit of weight, but you've told me not to lie to you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that probably nails that. Yeah, the hammer, that one there. I don't like confrontation and, you know, they're dangerous questions in life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want any comebacks, to tell you the truth. So I prefer not to say anything on weight, religion, politics, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So
probably why you didn't want to confess that truth to us.
Yeah, it's probably more of the lines that I'll confess on a smelly breath than her weight. But I mean, like, she's lost a lot of weight. We both have, actually, so. It's probably I don't even take notice anymore because I love you too much.
How'd you take that, Nat? Were you upset?
I was, because when you're pregnant, you don't realise how much weight you're putting on. So my biggest was 114, nearly 115 kilos, and we were supposed to go on a cruise, but COVID hit. And I said, I had a photo taken of me, and he goes, I said, oh, my God, do I really look that fat in the photos? And he goes, yeah, you have put on a bit of weight. And 2 years later, I'm down to like 85, 90 kilos. So, yeah, from a size 22 to a size 12.
Good on you. That's fantastic. But, Luke, you obviously, the truth you delivered with love.
Yes, I try to, yeah. So yeah. I try to. Stuff like that is very personal and sensitive. Yeah. Mm. That's something I wouldn't joke about.
Good point. And I love the fact that you're caring and thinking about Natalie so much.
And Natalie, you're right next to me. Your breath is fine, doll. All right, stick around. We've got a couple more questions for you guys next.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. SAFM's Couples Confession. These are my
confessions. Have a confession to make.
Okay, we've got Natalie and Luke in the hot seat this morning testing their relationship. Now, unfortunately, Luke got the first question wrong, which was an awkward one. What was the hardest
thing? Show great compassion, mate, so you're okay with that.
All right, it's time for our next question.
Luke, what surprises people about the relationship that you two have, the way you interact?
Just everything. We're best friends. We can joke around with each other. People say, I know I've heard it from a friend sometimes, is, oh, he's very nasty.
Mm.
But when not, that's just the way we are. We just muck around that way because that's the way we like to talk. I can talk to Nat about anything in the world, regardless of anything at all. There's nothing that's off the books of us.
Okay. All right, Nat, well, here's your answer recorded.
They think we hate each other. We've got this weird language that we tease each other, but it's just us fun. And he teases me all the time. And I just tease him back.
Righto. Well, that is a match. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Question number three. Luke, who in your family does Natalie hate?
I would say it has to be my mother.
Why is that?
The two of them are so dissimilar in the way they've been brought up and the way they are. So my mum wants the best for her kids and she thinks the best for her kids is what's the best for my kids, and unfortunately it's not.
It's not me.
All right, well, let's take a listen.
His mother. There's no hesitation there. She's just been very awful to me ever since I started dating Luke. Always used to call me by Luke's ex-fiancé's name, so I was known for Chloe for about 2.5 years, and she actually wore a black dress to our wedding in mourning.
Mm. Yeah, she did do that. Yeah.
There's the answer, a black dress.
Yeah, it's funeral day, I think, for mum. She didn't smile on the photos either.
Have you tried to convince your mum? Obviously, Chloe's the love of your life. Are you upset that your mum doesn't see that?
Natalie.
Oh, sorry.
Chloe was the ex.
Jeez, you've got right. Like the mother-in-law, you just called her Chloe as well. What about this, Luke?
Oh, so
yeah, yeah. Wow. Where's bankrupt song sound for that one?
To the mother-in-law. Wow.
Oh, no, I can call my brother's name all the time. My dad. My mum's horrible with names. She's shocking. I prefer to bang my head in a sharp corner sometimes when it comes to talking to my parents. right. love them to death. But, oh, God, bombastic in their ways.
Okay, you got 2 out of 3 correct answers. That's pretty good.
That ain't bad, as some song was.
Which means we send you along to a romantic dinner on us.
Thank you.
This
is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, we had our couple's confession around about half an hour ago, and we had Natalie and Luke join us. Natalie's mother-in-law actually wore a black dress to the wedding. Some mother-in-laws just aren't the ones that you want. Anyway, the mother-in-law certainly had it in for Nat.
Always used to call me by Luke's ex-fiancé's name, so I was known for Chloe for about 2.5 years.
Have you tried to convince your mum? Obviously, Chloe's the love of your life. Are you upset that your mum doesn't see that?
Natalie.
Oh, sorry.
Chloe was the ex.
Jeez, you've got right. Like the mother-in-law, you just called her Chloe as well. What about this, Luke?
Oh, so
Yep, that's what Beck did a little earlier.
Exactly. Natalie's voice.
Like the mother-in-law, what you did was you called Natalie Chloe. I mean, seriously?
Sorry, Nat. Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting someone's name wrong, particularly when it comes to relationships. So my dad, when I started dating my now husband, James, some 20 years ago, my ex before James, his name was Tom. Right. And we've been together for 4 years and there was a gap between the two, but it was a small gap, I'll be honest. So James was a little sensitive about it. And when I introduced him to my dad, I've gone, Greg, James, Greg. And my dad has held out his hand and gone, G'day, Tom. And James's face, and I was glaring at Dad.
We've just worked out then. There was no little gap.
There was a gap.
That is, if your dad, Greg, has mucked it up, all that is pure evidence that there was massive crossover.
Like, Tom was around here last night.
Massive crossover.
Wow. No, it was my dad making a terrible faux pas.
How long was the gap?
Weeks. Weeks.
How long was the gap?
Like 2 weeks. It would look.
How long was the gap?
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, I believe
Tell
2 weeks.
Tell the truth.
I didn't overlap, and do you think if I did, I'd be admitting it now?
I'm just trying to find the truth.
You know what they say? You don't let go of one branch until you've got a hold of the next.
Overlap. Absolute.
Oh, yeah,
absolute overlap.
Yeah.
You are holding 2 branches at once.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about getting
Wrong. No wonder Jimbo was sensitive.
It was
bloody
one
hell.
Branch at a time. Thank you.
Jesus, God. The passenger seat in the car was still warm,
eh? Come on. Let's get back on track. 131060. When did you forget someone?
When did you overlap?
No, I didn't overlap.
When did you 2 times someone?
I didn't overlap. I was just transitioning.
Do I need to disguise your voice? Is this a secret of the suburbs? Do I need to? Wow.
It was a transitional period for all of us.
Yeah. Right, 131060. When did you use the wrong name? Who did you call by the wrong name, or did someone call you?
Have you gone into the workplace and never been introduced properly and you're just calling that person?
You just assume someone's name is wrong.
Surely you've called someone's name out incorrectly.
Okay.
James.
131060, give us a call.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Ever called anyone by the wrong name in our couple's confessions? We just had a situation. Natalie and Luke had joined us. Natalie's mother-in-law had called her Chloe, who was the ex-fiancée for a long, long time. Then Beck followed suit. I love this one on Facebook. Crystal has written in. She went for a job interview once. There was a panel sitting there. They introduced themselves, shook hands, and she sat down. Then during the interview, they said to her, "What do you like with your attention to detail?" And she said, "Well, I'm very, very good indeed." And they said, "Okay, what are our names?" Great question. She got 2 out of 4.
2 out of 4 is good,
well,
I reckon.
Is it when you're actually trying to impress these 4 people to get you a job? I really like that. That's a good one.
Names are in one ear and out the other. You have to really pay attention when you get introduced to people. So we asked on 131060, when did you forget someone's name? Kat's called in from Beverly. What happened?
Yeah, as we walked in at our wedding reception, our MC, who's a very good friend of my husband, announced me as the wrong name as we walked in.
What? At your own wedding, Kat.
At my own wedding. And there's a big hurrah. There's like, and announcing Matt and Catherine. And my name is Katrina.
Did you know the bloke?
Yeah, he's been a really good friend for a long time, and he just had a complete brain fade. I don't know what happened, but the ironic thing is my sister-in-law's name is Catherine.
Oh,
well, hang on.
No.
He didn't hook up with her at the wedding, did he?
No, I bloody well hope not.
Oh, no. One job, the wedding MC, get the bride's name right. Oh, these are great. What about this one? Also on Facebook, Kerry said she called one of the ladies Joe for months at work and then goes, oh, it was Joe working last night. And they're like, there's no Joe here. The woman's name was Ryanda.
Simple mistake
to
make.
Not even close.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
13, 10, 60. Keep the calls coming. When did you forget someone's name?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're talking about those awkward moments when you forget someone's name. It's happened to me this morning. I'm blaming the brain fog. Kelly in Tanunda, whose name did you get wrong?
Our finance officer at my children's school, for a whole semester I called her Kerry, and she took it. She did it really well. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was talking or asking for her and everyone's going, who's Kerry? And I'm like, Kerry, the finance officer. And they're like, you mean Kim? I'm now chairperson of the governing council, so I need to learn to get it right because I still want to call her Kerry.
Well, you're a Kelly, Kerry and Kim. It's all understandable.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You have to think of a way to make it stick in your brain. You have to think of a word association thing.
When I used to teach kids, particularly when you start with a new class, you look at the kids, you turn around, there might be 20-odd kids in there, and you just go, how do you do it? Yeah. So I used to try and use alliterations.
Oh, yeah,
so if I saw you and I realised that you're a very smart, intelligent girl, I'd think in my head, oh, that's Brainy Beck, Brainy Beck, Brainy Beck.
Oh, that's a nice example.
Or things like that. Or if
or
you know,
beautiful. Or,
yeah, or if there was, you know, a little Charlie and he was cheeky, you go cheeky. Charlie. And sometimes there was one little kid called Fred and I had one for him, but I can't use that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Chloe in Port Elliot. Who got the name wrong?
I got the name wrong during our wedding ceremony to my now husband. It was at that point where the celebrant goes, you know, do you take so-and-so, Joel, to be your husband.
Hang on, nearly forgot it again.
No, I know. So-and-so.
Did you nearly forget it again? Did you just call your husband so-and-so?
I was really nervous. He has two long middle names and I was freaking out about saying the wrong middle names, and then I ended up calling him Josh and his name Joel. Right. And the celebrant corrects me. She goes, Joel, you're marrying Joel. His name's Joel. I was like, I know. I don't even know a Josh. I don't know.
Chloe.
Chloe. Now, Chloe, this is just between us. This is a secret.
Here we are.
When were you with Josh?
Yeah.
Never. I've never been with a Josh.
Chloe,
I was just so...
you're protesting way too much, my friend.
Hey, let's go back to Beck. What about Jim?
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, we've got a trial dog at the moment. Is a little hairy cavoodle called Mavis. Tiny little thing, nearly 5 years of age. Looks like Harry McClary.
Cute. Exactly. I've seen a photo. She is super cute. You were supposed to hand her back, though, after your trial.
We were. We're going to have sort of 3 nights with her with the kids because my kids haven't had a dog before.
Yeah.
Right? I think I've forgotten what it's like to grow up with a dog because it was so great. We haven't had one for so long and they're just beautiful companions.
Well, particularly when you get one that someone else has prepared earlier. So you don't have to toilet train, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night to let them out, all those things you have to do with puppies.
Absolutely. One thing I've noticed too, and I've heard this from friends when they said the kids go, we want a dog, we're going to walk it, we're going to look after it, we're going to train it, we're going to do all that. Were your kids like that when you were little? Because you did have a dog Henley for a long time.
Yeah, but we haven't had a puppy. We've got grown dogs and they promise the world and they don't deliver.
Right. So what happens in the end, you and James end up walking the dogs?
Yeah, then we end up walking the dog and cleaning up the poo and feeding them and,
Well, my kids were so fresh with Mavis, right? On Monday morning was the long weekend. So on the Monday morning, little Otis, right, he woke up bright and early. I'm thinking, I sleep in, mate. It's one of the only Mondays I get off. Mm. Come on, can't we stay in bed till 8 o'clock? Anyway, he's up and he's jumping around at about 6:30 and he goes, Dad, can I take Mavis for a little walk? Aww. I've gone, no worries, no problem, mate. All right. So what he did was, just down the street, there's a vacant block and they're building a house on it. Yep. And they're building all those trenches through it. So he took Mavis for a little walk. I was watching him through the front gate. And then he's taken her onto the vacant block and she's playing like parkour. And he's throwing her a little tennis ball and she's jumping over the trenches and all that. So she has a little walk. Anyway, and then Sienna gets out of bed, right? 8-year-old Sienna. She goes, hey, Dad. I might take Mavis for a walk. I go, no problem. So she puts the lead on, whips Mavis around the block and whatever, and then Felix, the 11-year-old, who's getting close to those teen years, so he's starting to sleep. He gets up at 8 o'clock and he goes, he walks around the house. He goes, hey, Dad, I might take Mavis for a walk. I go, well, that'd be a treat. So by 8:30, Mavis has been walked three times.
Mavis is like, no, take me back to my other place.
When I look down, she's lying on the wooden floor just with the arms out, and it's hot too by that time on the weekend, and she is absolutely stuffed. I'm just pumping the water into her, and then I'm sitting there thinking, right at this moment, this dog, 8:30 in the morning, has had three walks. Mm. I'm going to turn around and say, great, because they've still kept Mavis. They've dog-napped her. She hasn't gone back yet to her owner.
Oh.
What's going to happen is I'm going to go, this is so good. They're seducing me. I am being lulled in a false sense of security because I know what's going to happen. We're going to go and get a little dog, and I reckon in about 3 months' time, not only will it not get walked three times by 8:30, it won't get walked in the week unless I do it. That's exactly what's going to happen, isn't it?
No, that's exactly what's going to happen, and you're going to be picking up its little turds too, mate.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The three little turds won't be picking up the turds.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.